Musician Chris Plata is known across the Midwest and, of course, in Wisconsin for his singing and guitar work on tunes ranging from Tex-Mex polkas and country rock to Mexican ballads.
Plata first came to the Midwest as a son of migrant field laborers. He and his family spent grueling hours picking crops like cotton, vegetables, and fruit around the country. Eventually, he settled in Wisconsin, a place he grew to love.
On his new CD called Migration Road, Chris Plata shares stories from his family's life as migrant farmers and the people they met along the way. While the CD will be out later this month, he joins us now in studio for a preview. Chris, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the title. Why Migration Road?
The title actually came from my wife. She said, well, since you've been to all these places, we think that it would be kind of the journey that you had musically traveling through the U.S. of all the people that you met. So she came up with the title Migration Road.
And does that theme, running with that theme, does it make this CD different than your previous works?
Yes, because basically what I did is I kind of had to go back into my archives, as you might say, and try and remember all the musical styles that I was exposed to traveling around the country as a migrant worker, and remembering a lot of the people, and just thinking about some of the musical styles that I heard that I had never encountered before in Texas growing up.
And your love of music comes from family in part, and you've got a song on your new album called Blue Mexican Sky, otherwise known as Mariachi Johnny. And this is an homage to your brother, right?
Yes, my oldest brother was the one that was a musician that played mariachi music, and also he was the one that was very instrumental in teaching me how to play rock and roll music. So I loved my brother, and he passed away just a couple of years ago, so I wanted to just write a song in the mariachi style. I'm not very well versed in mariachi music because it's kind of a odd time signature that they play in. So I wrote the song Blue Mexican Sky and subtitled it Mariachi Johnny.
We've got a little bit of that one now. Let's take a listen.
Yo me fui al rodeo just to see the paseo. Mariachi guitarras and horses with charras, I ride to Durango underneath.
A bit of Mariachi Johnny, otherwise known as Blue Mexican Sky. What images and remembrances of your brother come to life in the song?
Basically that wherever we traveled, we grew up in a ranch, so anytime we had to go anywhere, we usually rode on a horse or had to bring our own guitars and playing at the dances, and also bringing our own tequila.
Well, let's listen to another track. This one, a story I understand about an undocumented worker. Let's listen to a song called Little Eagle from the new CD.
I can tell you about vast deals. I can tell you about wheat fields. I can tell you how hot the sun feels. At the end of a long day, working for short pay.
So give us a little of the story behind this one, Chris.
It was back in like 1988 that I read a story of some illegal undocumented workers that came over to the U.S. in a boxcar. And the coyotes who brought them over abandoned them in South Texas, and they suffocated to death. And when they opened the boxcar, one of the agents found a poem in the hand of one of the illegals. And it was a poem that titled that said that he wished that he had never tried to come to America, and that he wished that he had turned himself into an eagle and fly back to Mexico and be free. And I found it very moving, so I decided that I would write a song in the conjunto style, which is native to South Texas. Conjunto is a type of music that's indigenous to South Texas. It's a conglomeration of European music and Mexican music. And so I just decided that I would write this song for this gentleman and kind of just call it Little Eagle because it rhymed with illegal.
Hmm. That's a long time ago that you first heard that story. Why do you think... I mean, obviously, it's a very poignant story, but why do you think it stuck with you so much that it became a song so many years later?
Well, I think I wanted to just bring it back and tell the people, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with immigration and everything, but it's a very difficult lifestyle that these poor people are coming into America, and they're always facing crime and violence and everything, just trying to better themselves to come over. So that struck a chord with me, and then I also wanted to make sure that I used the proper instrumentation in presenting the song, which was the music that I grew up with. Was, now I guess they around here they call it Tex-Mex, but in South Texas it's called conjunto music.
And that just hearing those two songs alone, you're going into different musical styles here. Is that a theme throughout the album?
Yes, I basically, that's why we title it Migration Road, because I wanted to write songs of every place that I had been, where there was people that had an influence on me, and like from South Florida, where I heard Rocksteady for the first time. It was like 1964. We worked with a Jamaican workers that were picking tomatoes in Homestead, Florida, and I heard them playing these just fabulous rhythms and singing just these beautiful melodies. And I didn't know at the time that it was rock steady. I just knew that it was something that really stuck in my ear. And I said, oh, I love this musical style. And later on, I decided, oh, I found out that it was something called rock steady, and which later became reggae.
Is it Moonlight Walkabout? Is that the track in that style? Do you have that right?
No, the Moonlight Walkabout is a song that I remember being a kid and not having any money or any an audience to sing to, and I would just take my guitar and I would sit in a full moonlight and just sing and listen to all the animals talking back to me, and that was my audience growing up.
Let's give a listen to Moonlight Walkabout. Stylistically, this sounds like, I think, some of the things I've heard from you in the past, more than some of the other ones we've checked out today.
Correct, yes. That's always bleeding through, is that little style.
It's a beautiful one. I love hearing the story behind it. Makes you want to play music in the moonlight.
Oh, it was fabulous. You know, when you're poor and you don't have anything else, singing on a full moonlight, you can't beat that.
And busking for the crickets, I guess.
There you go. And the pumas and all,
right.
The owls.
Different animals
and
there.
And the hawks, yeah.
Well, we're going to go out with a final one about monarch butterflies called Goodbye. What do we need to know about this one?
Actually, my wife wrote this song, and we have a little garden that we grow for all the monarchs, because they don't have any place to feed anymore. And so one day she just came up and said, hey, I've written this song, and she played me this song, and I'm going, wow, this is really good. I got to record this.
All right, we've got a little bit. We'll go out with Goodbye.
Chris Plata, thank you so much for joining us again in the studio.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That's a migrant farmer turned musician, Chris Plata, based here in Wisconsin near Columbus, right?
Correct.
And his official CD release of the new project, Migration Road, will be Saturday, March 21st at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. For more info about his music, chrisplata.com.